straight through the person. Like, in and out. Just straight through. Just think. Thinking this about this little. That it can kill so much man so easily.
Bad.
Hold on the air so it's a waste of people. That was the thing that was just a waste of people. All you do is go around shooting and killing people. I'd actually rather die of cocaine. Well, maybe not. Because that's a quicker way, but it's a painful way. The most unpainful way is if you're asleep and you're not having any dreams, then someone tells you.
What would be wrong with having dreams?
Then if he killed you, you'd be dying in your dreams.
Nothing.
Like he said, I'm on your team. Like if I was about to get killed, then I was having that thing that I said I was on your team, he'd probably say, no, you want me to shot my head off. My back. See what I mean?
What if you were flying and having a lot of fun and then he killed you?
Maybe it would be them throwing, here comes Superman. Oh no, here comes a fake Superman. Chop.
Mark, have you thought about eating breakfast?
I'm Pooh Bear.
It's his daddy's 42nd birthday. August 22nd, 1987.
His birthday.
My birthday.
Yes. Who's he?
The father.
Who's the father?
The father.
Who's the father?
Brian, the funny one.
You're the father.
You're not a father, you're the father.
Right. Mr. Big Dad.
Big Daddy.
The one that said, I'm sorry, boys, but I'm going to have to use this very, very often when he got that whip for a present.
Have I used it on you yet?
Not yet.
Because they've been afraid. Mm-hmm. Is that true? You've been afraid ever since?
Yes. It's not true, but I have to say it because it's his birthday.
Oh, no. Great idea, then.
Hey, what'd you give me? And what do you want? I bet you'll have it on the wrong end.
Oh, no. Is that when you do with those things?
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
So.
But you don't put them on the balloons all the time. Usually you, wait, I think I'm wrong. But this one's so cool. Yeah.
And you like it. Joy to the world.
Okay.
He was practicing this morning.
Should I go now?
I think you might as well.
Now? Come on. Let's see. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive his King. Let every... What?
Nothing.
Let every heart prepare to make room. Let heaven make choosing. Let heaven make choosing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing.
You know the second verse?
Hardly anybody does.
Like I wrote it does.
Can you say it to the second verse to us?
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote it?
I don't know. Probably.
Just sing it to us.
Richard Stuyvesant.
Please pass the pear juice. Please
pass the pear juice and pass it now.
Or else I will.
I'll blow the horn.
I'll blow the whistle. Yeah, or else I'll blow the whistle. So. Better give it to me now, or else I'll blow the whistle, or else I'll
blow the whistle.
Okay, second verse, the real second verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He rules the world with truth and love, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and wonders of his love.
What's the third verse?
Near your dad. Long may the peace.
How's the fourth?
Let me look
for
something in the book.
How's the fifth?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. How's the eighth?
Now you're finding some difficulties.
10.
Ah, that's easier. That's the one about failures.
It's about grapefruit.
Yeah?
It's about grapefruit.
Yeah, okay.
It's about a funny little brother that asks his father too many verses of Noel. Or whatever, Joy to the World.
Well, so how old are you today, Brian?
42.
Woo! You're over the hill. And going back.
I'm running.
Not fast enough to get away from you.
You
want
to see Mark's car?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just be grateful you're not as old as Mom.
Absolutely.
She should be retired.
You should be retired.
I am tired, but not retired.
You should be retired from active duty.
Retired.
You are a retard.
You know about retired children?
No. You're retarded.
You're mentally retired.
Retired children.
No, they're mentally retired.
Mentally retired?
Mentally retired, yeah.
They must be really rich.
Yeah.
They can, like, not kill my children.
Right.
Looks like their tongue is very big.
You know what? Those things used to be popular back in the day when it was really considered pretty evil to stick your tongue out of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you weren't sticking your tongue out, you were sticking your boozer out.
Your what?
Boozer. That's what I call those things.
Oh, yeah, what I call them boozers.
Shut up. Psycho.
Don't tell your father to shut up on his birthday.
I'm sorry.
Wait till tomorrow.
Just close your mouth for a little bit.
Tomorrow it's a weird day.
Record, and he said, for example, if there's one guy that's gay.
No, wait.
Don't say gay. He doesn't want me to say gay. He doesn't want me to record this. Okay, in your interest, I won't record this. So I'll change the change it to something else instead of gay, which is. Violent.
Okay,
if there are two guys, that are peaceful and one guy that's violent, and the one guy's the oddball, and then it's bad to be an oddball. But if there are two guys that are violent and one guy's peaceful, then what?
It's good to be an oddball.
It's good to be an oddball because it's better to be peaceful. So sometimes it's good to be an oddball, right?
And sometimes it's not.
Right, okay.
I want another piece.
Okay, today is September 1st.
Dad,
yes, love.
In the store.
Oh, neat.
This little razor.
It's not complete yet, but that's very nice. Yeah.
No, you see this laser. It asks them what their code name is, and if they're not, if it doesn't know that code name, then it says, and it tells them to get away.
It's a bitsy,
tiny,
whiny.
How much?
$5.
$7. What does a little note say? This is for you to deposit in your bank account.
Dad, can you save this envelope for
other time? Okay, so every time you want to say this envelope?
Yeah. Say one more.
Every week.
Okay, every week you're going to put it in?
Yeah.
Good boy.
Okay, that should be the same with me. I'll put my money in this envelope.
Okay, well, we have a special envelope.
Get a different envelope.
Okay. Kitchen, having bedtime snack. Still September 1st, 1987. What? Just want to put this away. So, are you guys had enough? Why not?
You don't get no supper, even no, get it? No matter how much you're playing, you don't get no supper.
No, no.
Yes.
Not for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm gonna give you, do you want separate milk or just pour it in?
Everybody wins.
Thank you.
What?
I don't know, I just was.
You were what?
Out of my mind. It was a crazy idea.
No, you did that for a career?
It was a good idea. It was a good idea.
It was a good idea. I mean, one thing, when you get older, you know, you're too young to do it now, but I do think it's a good idea for a business. You know, we could do the length of it together. You and Mark and I could open up a business, like Katie's Cake or something like that. We'd have some money, open up a business. No? Learn how to use everybody for their talents. Different people have different talents.
Let me tell
her. Not what I'm Mark. Hey, Mark, my time. I don't want to get her.
I go. Come on, put him up.
Mark, stop it. Calm down. Come on. Get off your chair. Get off your chair. Get off. Off.
Today, right now?
No, later tonight.
Later tonight, maybe, yeah. Now, who sits with? I sit over here. Okay, now Mark's telling us about his dream. He went down the slide. Okay, Mark, what
happened? I was walking in this bad guy base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a good guy, and I was walking in the bad guy base.
Mm-hmm.
Locally.
What?
I was talking
to
him
about
Maltonio.
That's
what? Maltonio. He liked it. I remember.
It's Maltonio, not
Oatmeal. Okay. This one is okay. Okay. Let me tell my story.
Yeah.
We are. Okay. I was walking in this bad guy base, and I was a good guy. And then I saw this bad guy working on his machines and everything. And I told him I was a bad guy. And he said, sure, go. So I went to all the bad guys' place and then started blasting them. No. It's like, I looked at him and it was so very hard.
Looked at him what?
Were they ugly?
Yeah. But they looked like slimes. They looked like slime balls.
Like snakes?
They looked like slime balls.
Yeah.
And then the master came in, and then he looked at me, and he took me and threw me in a pit. A lava pit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went down a swirl, and then I woke up.
Hmm. You want butter?
Why do I have to eat stuff?
What?
No, I don't like syrup.
What?
Let me have some milk.
Mountain sugar?
I don't want milk. I don't
know. Oh, milk is good.
I'll pour it. Hey, don't mush it.
It's called mush. That's why you want it.
No, it isn't, Dad. It's called malted milk.
It's called mush.
It is?
The trade name is Malton Meal, but the generic name is mush.
Can I have some brown sugar, please?
I don't like it. I don't like these big spoons.
I can't fit them in my mouth. I'm six.
Get them in my mouth. I can fit put them in my mouth.
Because
I eat lots. I eat lots of Cheerios.
So what?
You also have a...
Sugar high.
Daddy and Marky find it easy to put in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a big mouth, Mark. Shut up.
And Ross and Mommy
have two little mouths, and they can't put them in. They
crack.
They
don't talk so much as you do.
Sweet little mouths.
Ours
are sweet little ones, Mark, not big, loud ones.
We don't need to defend ourselves because we're so wonderful. Let them think that they're wonderful.
At least I have blonde hair. And you guys have black.
Dyed red.
Regular red. Well, and some black.
And plain old brown.
That's
page.
Black, dude.
My hair's black?
It's black red. And white.
Okay, now, Marky.
Over here's black, over here's gray. And over here's black, and here's gray. And he's black.
Excuse me, friend. I'm sorry, I'm never having fun, but you're eating some food.
Yes.
Okay, what do you want? Under sugar or syrup or what? I recommend sugar.
Brown sugar, ladies.
But you could have white sugar.
The brown sugar. The brown sugar. Brown sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar.
Sugar.
Brown sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar. Brown sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar. White sugar, white sugar, white sugar.
You said that. You know what Mark said yesterday when he made a little mess at the table? He said, Daddy, why do you get mad at us? All kids make messes.
They do.
Is that true, though?
That's what little kids are made of, are made for.
Are all kids as bad
as
well,
actually, really not all kids. Actually, only the boys.
Yeah.
Actually, only the boys, Dad.
Are all kids as bad as you?
Mm-hmm.
No, hard to believe.
Uh-huh.
Hard to believe.
Want to make a bag?
There must be some darlings.
Mark Keller was going to his to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped, but he checked on his gerbil.
He stepped on his gerbil.
No, he checked on his gerbil.
Okay.
He put his hand in to get him,
uh-huh.
But the gerbil bit his hand.
Yeah.
And he went and the gerbil went.
And this
bam! It hit the door.
Right around dinner time.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like. Entertainment?
What happened to the gerbil? Oh, he's alive.
Barely. I'm not sure I'd want to be a gerbil in Mark Keller's town.
That'd
be pretty tough.
I don't
want
to be anybody in Mark Keller's town.
And it's pretty rough over there, Mark. Ross?
Yeah.
What happened?
Mark Keller wouldn't let his... Give his sister some of his Christmas candy.
Oh, yeah?
So she goes, Daddy, Mom, come on, give me some of his Christmas candy.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad goes, ooh, can you take all the candy and put it away?
Sounds like our dad.
Sounds like they were fighting over it, number one. Number two, the parents knew that candy wasn't good for them.
Number three, they
didn't want to fighting either. Marky.
Sick of
kids
fighting over candy
and
making them crazy during Christmas time.
Yeah. I have a lot of sympathy.
Yeah.
But it was over this big lollipop.
Yeah, I have a question too. You know what we're going to do? We're going to form a United Parents Front. All parents are going to support all the other parents' decisions. Kids say, oh, but so-and-so was a bad parent. We'll say, what did they do? And then they say, oh, that was perfectly right. That's what they should do. Part of the United Parents Front.
Part of the stupid parents' fight.
I don't think that was a very nice thing to say.
Part of the nice parents' fight.
I think it's
very nice parents.
I don't think that was a very nice thing to say. Now you.
I think that very nice parents is a very nice thing.
I don't think that would be right.
Daddy was broken. He was still clicking along with the other parents.
Oh. Daddy was trying to get Mommy to unite the parents instead of saying things.
Instead of having a talking with a full mouth.
Now, would you please talk with a full mouth, Mark? I'd like to see you talking with a full mouth.
I'd like to see
it. You know what I do? Hi, Bob.
Hey, Ned.
Thank you, Mark.
Mom? Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to know about it.
Dad.
No, I'm not looking your way.
How's your mom on you?
Oh, remember the normal people at Eric's place?
They're normal. Yeah. There aren't any normal
Eric. People.
Yeah, the normal kids at Eric's school.
Or Eric Elton or Eric Peterson?
Eric Peterson. They're like this tuna that food.
Yo! Eric! Come here, I want to tell you something.
No, they think.
Okay, what do you want?
Ross, please come back this point.
That's what they're doing.
Well, we don't need to know.
What do you want to tell me?
We don't need to know about things that go on in disgusting places like California.
Mark.
I liked it when you were eating, talking when you were eating. Get that food in.
Mom, when I eat like this, my
not a big spoon. I like that when you fill your mouth up. It's stuffy full. Stuffy full. And then, that's that big mouth. And now, chomp down.
Yeah.
Okay, that was nice. Now you know how. Remember when we used to be a little baby and helping you?
Stretch out your fingers a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Still do.
The lower one.
Almost eight.
These longer ones. See these down here?
Yeah.
They can stretch out. These two can stretch out, and these two can stay finished up. And that'll relax this muscle right here.
Mommy Mark's doing a real good job on it.
Good boy.
Do I have to finish it?
Yes, dear. Darling child.
Anywhere in the
United States that you want to do. Mm-hmm.
California.
Yeah. Where would
you
go
next?
California. What? Hawaii. Hello, Savannah. Hawaii
is the great
skateboard
places.
Yeah, and you can go to the beach. Beach.
Maybe I'd live in Claylock.
Oh, would we have to go to work?
That's more right.
What's more right?
It's called a way up in the TV.
Oh, why not? So why don't you have to?
Question.
Well, because you just got to live anywhere I want.
Live anywhere I want, probably Hawaii.
Not
because they have the best skateboard. They have the best skateboard.
I think it's kind of fun to live for a while. And
Dad gave me extra.
I'll help
you. That was
excuse. Sure, Dad.
My two balls.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that glass of milk?
Half and half. You and half, I'll do that. Oh, there's milk in this. Okay, I'll get a better idea. You drink your milk and you won't put that more, put that other milk back. Pour that milk back. You drink that milk and you won't. That's your milk.
Dad? I don't need any more. I'm a puffin.
Are you a puffin?
Puffin.
You'll turn into a little puffin? Okay, one big spoon and then a little puffin. You think he should mark me maybe one more after that?
And the woman said one more.
I didn't give him that. No. I gave Mark less the same as everybody else. Okay, very last.
Yeah, you put some extra stuff in there after I had chosen, right?
Did I?
Yes. And don't try to get out of it.
I put some excuse.
Yes, you may.
Yeah, just excuse.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Daddy, Mark wants to know if we would pay him 50 cents a day to bring in
some
all the food.
Every time you...
I think that's part of the allowance. That's what the allowance is for.
No, that's...
You mean earning extra beyond...
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
We read for our allowance.
If you guys want to earn extra money for doing business, I'd be happy to do that. But then we just give you a $4 allowance, and we'll give you lots of extra money for good things, okay?
No.
You could earn more than $10 a week if you want.
Oh, what?
Okay, well then we can't pay you for every little thing like taking out the dishes, because that's part of the basic allowance. Then
Mark, if we keep doing that, we're going to get like... Okay,
I think it would be fair to say 50 cents a day for clean room, or more. In the evening, we'll worry about it. The mornings are not wrong, but if you can do evening cleanup, that's 50 cents.
That's what Dad's talking about.
What if I bring in the food?
Bring in the food from the car?
No, to the table.
I think it should be 25 cents a meal, the whole food you've got.
Okay.
Bring it in, take it out.
Did you want to do that, Mom? Would you ever do it? Would you ever want to do the meal pickup? What kind of little jobs around the house
could you do? I always do meal pickup.
Oh, it's stuff. What kind of little jobs around the house could you do?
Oh, I'm paying Mark for mail.
Oh, for bringing in mail? How much do you pay him?
$3 a month.
Oh, yeah?
I just started that yesterday.
Lots of jobs around the house because Mark would get more money than
you. Well, he has a $5 a month job with Mrs. Scott.
Okay.
And I also have a $10.
Well, we're talking about that is a $10 allowance. Okay, well, Ross wants to stick. Okay, Ross will stick with his $10 allowance the way he wants.
And I could earn extra money if I wanted to by doing like toilets or vacuuming or something.
Well, what is the work that you do around the house in the first place to earn that
$10? That's the deal that you had with me in the first place.
No, it was read and help around the house. It wasn't just.
No, it wasn't.
What?
You said read and watch the Sherman Show.
Dumb.
Have you done a fair amount of reading?
Nope.
I had 15 pages when I was only supposed to do 10.
And I finished the hedgehog.
No, he's really getting into reading now.
Is he?
Yeah,
okay.
You finished all my stuff?
I started and finished it.
He started and finished the hedgehog. You both read the hedgehog now. Is it a good book?
How much money?
What is a good book or what is it?
How much money? How much money?
Oh, now Mark's not going to get allowance. He's going to get individuals.
Okay.
Hedgehog's a dollar.
Paid for everything.
Hedgehog's a dollar. But you won't get a $10 allowance. You'll get individual little allowance. You want to do
it? Mark, your allowance is going to be just like in the summertime. It's not going to change.
See, Mark, you have to decide. Do you want to get a fixed allowance every week, same amount, $10 if you're good? Or do you want to get maybe sometimes a little less if you're, you know, like Burns? Dollar here, dollar there, 50 cents here, another dollar 50 there, for all the different things?
Well, let me see here.
Okay, then what we have to do is figure out, let's look at that $10 allowance, let's break it down, okay, into the little things that they have to do to earn that $10.
Oh, like read and
what? Okay,
well, this is good, not bad.
Okay, now let's say there's $6 in that $10 allowance.
What did you say, 25 cents per meal?
Now $4 is free. $4 I get for free, okay? $4 I get for free.
I want to do $10.
Well, you are, but it means reading. How much reading do you have to do every day to get $10 allowance?
As much as you guys a day.
$3.50. Bringing in bringing in and taking out
$3.50
per meal. Have you had a lot of work, like a really?
Well, this is food. Okay.
Shall I get $10 or
shall
I get $3.50?
Oh, yeah, I'm just showing you how much you'd be getting for that.
We're doing that every day.
Yeah, two meals. Usually eat three.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark will be earning $3.50 per week on the two meals a day.
Okay.
25 cents per
week. A week? $3.50 a week?
Okay. And then is he going to, so he, that'll make $7.50?
No, $3.50.
Well, but he gets $4 meal allowance.
What?
$4 meal allowance for lunches at school.
Oh, flat out.
What? $4?
Okay.
That's pretty good because it really only costs you about $3.50.
For meals?
Yeah.
For meals, it costs you $4.
Why?
Because $5. Okay, because we used to believe that it cost you $5.
No, usually they
cost $5. Because, but then we found out that they would give you a quarter back because it was only 75-cent lunch.
Right.
And then you would have a dollar extra, so it's only $4 lunch.
75 times 5 is?
75
times
five. You give the lady a dollar, she gives you a quarter. Give her a dollar and a quarter.
And how many quarters do you
have? But 50 cents so far. You give her a dollar, she gives you a quarter. You give her a dollar, she gives you a quarter. And then you can use four quarters on lunch the next day.
Look more.
Okay.
Or and how much did you spend? How much did you end up spending?
Okay. Dad and I are trying to figure out how much you'll be getting
$4
per week if you do these little extra jobs.
$3.75.
So far, we've only done one job.
Oh, yeah.
So $4 is a good deal.
Listen.
Only like
extra. It's $7.50, almost $10.
Some days, some weeks, there's no days. There's a day off.
How many things have you done?
You're sick.
Have you done any reading in this list?
Other than
meals.
So we're transcribing this.
Have we done
it?